KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, a beautiful sunrise out there on this Christmas morning. We look forward to a partly cloudy today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen, and Merry Christmas. With the news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic, call 243-4100. Well, National Weather Service in Johnston says near record to record highs are likely for this Christmas Day across much of central and southern Iowa, with highs in the 50s to near 60. Temperatures will be a bit cooler over northern Iowa. A cold front will move through tonight. It'll drop highs into the 30s and 40s for Thursday and Friday. A storm system will arrive this weekend with mainly rain Friday night and Saturday, followed by a transition to snow Saturday night and Sunday. Some snow accumulations are possible, especially across northern Iowa. A large amount of variability remains for this system, however, and any snowfall predictions remain low confidence at this point. So stay tuned for future updates regarding the weekend storm system potential. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is reminding snowmobile and off-highway vehicle owners and users to renew their registrations before January 1st. Registrations for snowmobiles and OHVs purchased during the 2019 registration cycle will expire on December 31st. Any decal displayed on a machine with a number 19 printed on it will no longer be valid for machines to be used on snowmobile trails, public ice, or the OHV parks. And any registration that is not renewed prior to January 1st, 2020, will have a late penalty of $5 applied to the registration cost. All permits, which include resident snowmobiles, non-resident snowmobiles, and OHVs, also expire on December 31st of this year. There is no late penalty for a permit purchased after January 1st, as they are issued for a calendar year. User permits are required for non-resident and resident snowmobiles used on public land or ice. Non-resident off-road vehicles registered in their home state must display a user permit. And residents operating an off-highway vehicle do not need a user permit. Officials at the Iowa DNR said yesterday they're investigating two separate hunting accidents. One happened in Warren County on December 22nd at around 10:30 a.m. Authorities say Austin Pontier of St. Charles was shot by a member of his hunting party while participating in a deer drive south of St. Charles. Pontier was taken to a local hospital, treated, and released. His wound was considered non-life-threatening. The second incident happened December 21st in Marion County. The DNR says at around 9 a.m., Andrew Strahl of Des Moines shot a deer as they crossed the road and while shooting at a house north of Pleasantville in rural Marion County. DNR conservation officers are continuing to investigate both hunting incidents. The number of fire deaths in 2019 is expected to end up above last year's total. A spokesman for the state fire marshal's office, Ron Humphrey, said the number will end up at around 50.
It's going to be up about 10 from last year, but it's down 6 from the year before in 2017. The trend over the last 15 years or so has been slightly up. Back in 2006, our average was just over 30.
And he says there's not one factor that he can link to the increase in deaths.
Really hard to say. I know in 2017, when we were at 56, which was the highest we've been in a long time, we had several multiple fatality fires where we lost 3, 4, 5 people in a incident, and that threw our numbers way up. And we've had, I can't put my finger on one thing.
He says newer types of building materials with composite wood and other products do tend to burn faster.
If you do get a fire going, they burn through a lot quicker. They've got the glues in them that add to that combustibility and the spread of the fire and add to those toxic fumes in the structure. The lightweight building materials do have something to do with it, again, but you can't really put your finger on it and say, yeah, that causes X amount of additional fatalities a year.
He says one thing they are trying to do is to continue to push everyone to install and maintain smoke detectors.
Seems like over 50% of our fires, either the structure didn't have smoke detectors in it or had smoke detectors that weren't working properly.
Humphrey says the smoke detectors can provide the extra seconds needed to get people safely out of a burning structure.
Still find when we have fatality fires or injury fires that they either don't have them or they're not properly maintained.
Humphrey says the final number of deaths could change in the last days of the year, of course, and he says a fire death is not added to the list until there is confirmation from the state medical examiner that fire was the official cause of death. The first confirmed cases of influenza are already being reported in Iowa. And it's a reminder for people to use good hygiene habits as we head into the busy holiday weekend. Jenny Stiles, a disease prevention manager at the Sierra Gordo County Public Health Department, says proper hand washing will prevent the spread of flu and other viruses.
Make sure you're washing your hands, like, after you've been out in the community, you know, when you get home, wash your hands with soap and water before you're going to eat. If you're going to prepare food for anybody else, just pick up that good hand hygiene habit, you know, throughout the season, and that's going to be your best way to protect yourself from spreading germs to other people and picking up germs.
Stiles says if you have a holiday event planned and you're not quite up to it, don't force yourself.
If you are sick or not feeling well, don't go. Stay home. Keep the germs contained to one place. You can always meet up with family and friends later on, but we don't want to go to a holiday event when we're not feeling well and get everybody else sick.
The latest figures from the Iowa Department of Public Health says influenza activity is below the typical numbers for this time of year, but that activity has been increasing over the past few weeks. And Iowa pork producers are urging lawmakers to continue taxpayer support of facilities and programs designed to respond to an outbreak of African swine fever here in the U.S. The association's Drew Mogler testified at a public hearing in the governor's office this week.
Iowa Pork is very appreciative of the communication and collaboration that's existed between pork producers and our partners in state government as we continue to be vigilant and prepare in the unfortunate event that something like this would reach our border.
African swine fever has killed swine herds in Asia and Eastern Europe. It's wiped out about one quarter of all the pigs in the world, but has not reached the U.S. Mogler says construction of the new $75 million veterinary diagnostic lab at ISU is a priority for pork producers.
And it cannot be overstated the critical role that the vet diagnostic lab plays in the event of foreign animal disease outbreak, not only in the state of Iowa, but really the Midwest and the entire country.
In addition, the pork producers are calling for an increase in state funding to help the Iowa Department of Agriculture prepare for an outbreak of disease among the state's livestock herds. According to Mogler, one out of 12 jobs in the state are connected to pork production. And he says 25% of the grain grown in Iowa is consumed by Iowa pigs. State officials estimate the entire livestock industry will generate about $13.5 billion in Iowa's economy this year. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Corrections is rolling out a new policy to identify and address racial disparities in the state's prison system. Iowa Corrections Director Beth Skinner says all staff are now required to take what's called implicit bias training as the department seeks out data to identify racial disparities in discipline, access to treatment, work assignments, and other aspects of incarceration.
There's certain things we can't control. There's certain things we can control. And those things that we can control, we have built a policy around to make sure everyone has equal access to treatment. People get treated fairly in our system.
Iowa has one of the nation's worst records for disproportionate incarceration of African Americans. Skinner says it's important for the whole criminal justice system to address the issue.
If we see there's a great difference between races, we then kind of look under the hood, if you will. And we see if a policy or practices is maybe causing this disparity. And if it is, we have an action plan.
The first batch of this data is scheduled for release in January. Finally, in state news, the end of the 20-teens is just days away, and the tally isn't yet final, but the state has gained population in the last decade and at a slightly stronger pace than some neighboring states. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa is in the midst of its longest period of population growth, according to Gary Krobe. He's the coordinator of the State Data Center in the State Library of Iowa. He says the state has had slow but steady population growth every year since the mid-1980s. The U.S. Census Bureau is likely to release a 2019 estimate soon, but the agency estimated more than 3.1 million people were living in the state by July of 2018. That's 3.6% population growth since the beginning of the decade.
If you look at the neighboring states around us, we actually grew at a faster rate than Wisconsin. Illinois had population loss currently. We grew faster than Missouri. We grew faster than Kansas. Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota grew faster than we did. But the rest of the states around us actually did not grow at the same rate that we did.
In addition, Iowa no longer ranks among the top five oldest states. Iowa has fallen to 17th in the percentage of residents who are over the age of 65. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by their office at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.